Tell me about your background.
I was born in Claygate, which was then a very small village. And I was born 1930, January the 29th. I was one of five, the youngest but one. And so I've been very much brought up in a family life. In those days, many of the relatives lived locally, and Claygate was really very small then. We had a small village school. I think at one time they went on until they were 14 and then left. But by the time I got to that stage, we then went on to a secondary school, and I later went to Kingston Day Commercial School. Yes, and I left Kingston Day Commercial School 1946. By that time, things were much more normal. But the earlier part of the war, we spent an awful lot of time in air raid shelters. And also we had to go to the village hall and have a few lessons there while the air raid shelters were being built. We had a bomb that dropped absolutely opposite our house, and two houses were demolished. Fortunately, they weren't killed, the occupants, but the whole of the front of the house was demolished. And being that we lived in a cul-de-sac, we felt very privileged because we were about the only children that could be there when all the police and all the ambulances and everybody came. And we found that quite fascinating. But I hated the war because we had a flying bomb, which on that occasion we were in the air raid shelter at the end of our garden. And we all dreaded the cutout of the flying bomb, and then it just skimmed the top of our house and landed in the field at the bottom of the road. And then we also had a V2, and the noise of that was absolutely horrific, and you always waited for the second sound. But no, I hated the war, and it's something that worried me terribly when my son was born, because during that time they were building the Berlin Wall. And I thought, oh dear, I have a son, and I can see that he will be in the Third World War, because my mother went through the First World War along with my father, who was very badly damaged by the effects of being a boy soldier and being gassed in that war. And
before we move on to your son's birth, we ought, of course, to cover your marriage. So can you talk me through up until the time you met your husband?
Well, when I was young, most people married in their early teens, late teens rather, or early 20s. And I was almost a rarity, because I was 26 before I got married. I used to be told that I would be left on the shelf. But I had no desire to get married at all. Perhaps being one of five, you had a lot of companionship at home. I was very happy. I was very happy living in a village, which I loved, and I still love village life. And I worked in London from the age of 16. First of all, the head office of, it was then the National Provincial, which later became NatWest, in the city. From there, I went to Robert Bradford's, who was an Lloyd's underwriter, and later went to the Ecclesiastical, where my husband worked, and that's where I met him.